Welcome to the Central Florida Cities Podcast. Today we're learning about prosthetics and orthotics with Mark Selig from South Beach Prosthetics. Thanks for being here, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you explain the basics of orthotic and prosthetic devices and how they differ?
Yes. Orthotics is bracing. It could be custom made or it could be off the shelf, small, medium, and large. So bracing different parts of your body. Prosthetics is replacing of your limb when it's gone, upper extremity, lower extremity, whatever it is, we're replacing an entire limb.
When would someone need an orthotic device?
Orthotic devices that come before surgery when you want to block a range of motion, back braces, knee braces. Anytime you have a disrupted joint, you have to brace it so it heals.
And what about prosthetics?
Everything with prosthetics is custom made to your body. There's a below knee, which is the most common, above knee, which is also very common. There's also parts that podiatrists will do to remove your toes, parts of your foot. There's people born congenital with different body parts that are missing. So they're across the board between lower extremity and upper. I would say 90% of our business is lower extremity, 10% is upper extremity.
What determines what type of prosthetic someone gets, say like a leg?
That's a very good question. Prosthetics are basically ordered based on function, how strong you are. Medicare has K levels that determine your functionality. If you're very weak, you're going to give something with less motion, make it light. If you're very active, we're going to give you a nice running carbon foot. So they're made specially. It depends on patient's specialty needs.
And how do you ensure a comfortable and secure fit?
We've created our own computer, a program, an algorithm. We took 25,000 patients' data, and then when we scan their legs into the system, we distribute the pressure through the entire leg as opposed to conventional prosthetic companies. So everything is custom made, scanned in with computers. Now we're making them our prototypes with 3D printers, so we're able to get it out there faster to you.
And should there be any pain? Is there pain with these?
Initially, when you first lose your leg is called a temporary prosthesis. You're swollen. So your leg is going to be shaped by that prosthetic. So when they start developing and their leg starts shrinking and getting ready for their permanent leg, they could get some pressure errors as they rapidly shrink. And at that point, till your leg is mature, they come in and we just relieve them.
And how often can someone get a new one?
So Medicare allows a complete new leg every 3 years. But you're not stuck with the same leg for 3 years. If your functional level goes up and you become more active, or it goes down and you become weaker, we can change out your whole prosthetic leg. It's based on your needs. So you can get a leg, average people get a complete leg that lasts 2 years, but everything's the fit of the socket. And if all the pressures go away that I put on to make you comfortable, we have to remake your socket. So the socket replacement, we can put on the same foot, you can get that every 6 months.
Is that covered by insurance?
Yes. You're okay. Not locked into the prosthesis that originally was put to you. In fact, if it causes you any pain or discomfort, you should be coming in. You're not supposed to be in pain with your prosthetic leg.
Is rehabilitation necessary?
Yes. There is a process. Initially, you'll start with rehab before. But the way the medical field is going, they are cutting back on physical therapy visits and in nature, and everybody's going to home health. So example, if you lose your leg and you're getting your prosthesis in 30 days, you only have 3 or 4 home health visits. And they come in, and most of them, they do it before you get your leg. So it's kind of backwards. They should wait for your physical therapy till you get your leg. And everybody's rushing in to do everything, but you don't have a leg. Everything's based on timing. The problem is each individual provider doesn't talk to each other. So everyone's coming in to try to do their job, and their time is based on productivity. It's not about the patient.
Oh, well, that's not good.
That's not good.
So there's no way right now for the different healthcare providers to collaborate for your...
There is. The people who work very closely together do. The surgeons who call up a prosthetic company and say, I want my patient back in 2 weeks, and they have a protocol in place. We have the best results. But unfortunately, right now, hospitals are doing amputations. The hospital, for the bad side of it, is discharging patients in 48 hours right now and sending them home with no referral to get them home out of the hospital to put somebody else in their bed. And they are not referring because there's so many people doing the amputations, hospitalists, cardiovascular doctors, orthopedics, and they just send you out the door with no referral. So you have to go back to your primary to get your referral if you can make it back to your primary with mobility.
Okay, so you have to have a referral.
Yes.
Oh.
You need a referral for everything that you do. Everything is custom made. So we need a doctor's order to order the prosthetic.
So are there any other like misconceptions or myths about prosthetics or orthotics that you'd like to address?
Yeah, one of the biggest, it's not a misconception, it's truth, is once you lose your leg, you're very weak. And you've been sitting there, maybe you're healing a wound or something for 3 or 4 months, you're sitting in your chair. And you haven't stood up and used your leg. And the first thing they'll say is, my leg is heavy. But as the more they start walking and walking and building up their legs, they get lighter and lighter and lighter. Because it's not like your other leg. It's hanging from a pin, but the whole thing's just building up your strength.
So what are some of the latest technological advancements used in prosthetics today?
For years, we used to make prosthetics by taking a cast of you and filling up plaster and modifying it with our hands. Now everything is computerized. When I say computerized, it's scanned in, it's modified on a computer, not by hand. The pressure's distributed throughout the whole limb. The process is a lot faster. Beginning to end, if you lose your leg, you'll have your leg with us under 30 days. Average company right now is taking 6 to 8 weeks. Our job is to get you out of that chair and get you moving fast as you possibly can.
Right, because it helps the faster that they can get back to being active.
Yeah, the more you sit there, the weaker you're going to get.
Someone who gets a prosthetic, it's not a one-time thing. It's something that they need to continually address throughout life with changes and...
Yeah, there's two types of prosthetics. There's a new amputee and there's an existing patient. If someone's with another company and their fit doesn't fit anymore, we can utilize the same foot, knee, and just change out the comfort part with the prosthetic that does. My job is to make the socket as comfortable as possible. You're not supposed to be in any pain or pressure on any of your bones with your prosthetic. And if you are, you call your provider. If he doesn't relieve it, then you find yourself another provider. You're not supposed to be in pain.
That sounds like that might be something everyone hasn't been told. And
I think a lot of people think they're stuck with it. Because when you first lose your leg is swollen. You're temporary. Our job at the temporary prosthesis is to shape your leg. But if they're not educated in the beginning and they're getting pain in their leg, they don't want to use it. They put it in their closet. It's not supposed to be that way. I mean, we make a leg, when you're swollen, it's made there. It's not going anywhere, but you're shrinking inside of it. So after that, you start fitting your leg. You add socks to the top of a liner to make up the difference. Once you get to a point of, you know, you're in pain, and we come in and we do a socket replacement. So your leg shrunk. So we rescan you, and we put the pressures back on your legs to get you out of pain. 80% of our business is made from, we remake other companies' legs over.
Oh, wow.
Because the patient was in pain and the company was unsuccessful to take them out of pain.
Okay, so, well, that's good to know. That I mean, everyone is different, like, and all providers are different.
You would be surprised to know that how many patients think they're stuck with that leg and they have no education about it.
Yeah, or that they're stuck with the person who made it.
Yes.
So what inspired you to specialize in prosthetics and orthotics?
I love helping people. I like working with my hands and building. I get to see the results. Every day I walk into the room with the patients and I put a custom product on it. I get to see it. I get to problem solve. If they're having problems, I get to fix it. It's amazing. You're getting them back walking every day. You're giving them back their life.
So what was your educational background and training to go into this field?
Our industry has changed in the last 12 to 14 years. It used to be a 4-year degree. And then the physical therapist wanted to have a doctorate degree, so that raised our standards. They wanted to get into our field. So now our educational standards are a master's degree. Then you come out and do a year internship in each one. And I must say something for the people listening out there. If you're good with your hands, if you have the engineering background, we only have 14 schools. We do not have enough practitioners to keep up with the level of people coming in. And there's one school in Florida that's in Tampa, but they just put out only 8 residents. So we're kind of handcuffed with the population changing because we're about to hit 50% in diabetes. And that is the 95% of our patients coming in have some kind of vascular disease intervention. If it's vascular disease or non-diabetes or diabetes, but it's up to 95% right now.
So if someone's having a problem with their current prosthesis and their provider isn't resolving it, what can they do?
You are not stuck with your current prosthesis. There's usually a 90-day warranty. If they haven't resolved your problem, even if it comes down to 60 days and you're in pain, you can call your insurance company and come and go to another provider. You're not stuck with that. And a lot of people lose faith because they think they're stuck with somebody whose skill sets aren't there and aren't able to walk. You can go to any other prosthetic company that's either contracted with your services and they will replace the top for you. So you're not stuck. Everything is confidence with that provider to resolve your problems. They can't do it. 80% of my business that comes in the door is from other providers that we make their legs over.
How much does insurance cover for your prosthetic?
Most insurances, especially managed care, Medicare's, we are in contracted rate. We accept their fee schedule and there is no charge for the contracted rate. So if it's 65% of Medicare, we accept it and you don't get a bill. A lot of patients out there are worried about the money and the deductible. There is none when it's missing a leg. Every insurance pays for prosthetics. You're missing a leg. Medicaid itself pays for prosthetics. All you do is have to get yourself to a provider if you want a leg and get a prescription. And that's it. So you don't have to worry about most things. Managed care contracts, they can't charge you any more money. Most of the stuff is covered and you don't have to worry about that.
Well, what if you're somebody who just doesn't have insurance?
Well, we have a foundation called Ambulation for All that you're going to be able to go to our website and fill out an order. We just got 3 inquiries yesterday online. So they're all coming in. And we as long as they get a doctor's prescription, so we're all covered because it's a custom device. We have no problem donating. We make the socket. We take the feet and used knees and everything off the shelf and get you going on your first leg.
Does anybody pay out of pocket for these?
Yes, we have people coming from different islands that pay out of pocket for it. Other islands don't even have any health insurance, so everything's out of their own pocket.
So you've been doing this for 17 years. What do you think is the most important thing for your patients?
There's nothing like the relationship between a prosthetist and the patient. We keep you walking every day. The trust factor, if your leg breaks down on the weekend, if you're having sores and you're going back to work. Right now, our medium age, 5 years ago, used to be 65 to 72. It is now in the low 50s. They're coming in younger and younger with type 2 diabetes. So the relationship I have keeping you going to work when you're going through your changes, relieving your problems, the trust that you have in me to keep you going, and the relationship is everything. It makes me, I look forward to it. They know I got their back. That gentleman out there 4 months ago was sitting in a wheelchair close to death.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, I saw him in a bad place. So I saw him bringing the Sebring. And I called him up. I said, leave your wheelchair at home. Bring a walker. He's like, okay. He hangs up with me Tuesday, Wednesday. Then he would hand me his walker. I put it in the car. 2 weeks later, I go, get your own walker. So he goes out to the walker. He gets his car. Okay. He's walking independently. It has nothing to do with me. I'm going to show you something that taught me. And he's on death's door. He was on death's door. I mean, he's got colon cancer and everything. He's walking. He rejuvenated his body in 4 months that I'd never seen it happen before. And he's walking independently with 2 legs. You know what the pressure? You're walking on stilts. Mm-hmm. He was that close to death's door. And now he showed me that you can turn something around completely. I am going to say something about prosthetics. Every amputee thinks that people are looking at them. A majority of people now, you can put baseball teams and football teams and make them out. But I think people are not looking at you, they're admiring you for what you have overcome. And we can personalize a prosthesis, we can put your favorite team on, we can take pictures of your kids and put them on your leg. But I want to share to every amputee out there, people are inspired by you walking every day. They see a second chance if they have lost their leg. So they're not just staring at you, they're going, wow.
Absolutely. We really appreciate you being here, Mark. You shared a lot of great information with us today. We just have one last question for you that we ask all our guests. How do you drink your coffee?
Cream and 2 Splenda with Tito's. Okay.
Well, that's one we haven't heard.